Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I wonder if Nate Dogg was in OC this weekend. I wonder if he's on cloud nine. Our friend Barstool Nate joins us on the BetQL guest line. Hello, Nate Dogg. How we doing, buddy?
Fellas, what a great day. How are you? I am on cloud nine to answer your question. I think this is the best Tuesday, October 1st we've had in my 35 years of life.
Which game did you enjoy more? They go on the road for two straight. They beat the Bengals in a dominant offensive performance, and then they go beat the Cardinals in a dominant full team performance.
Enjoy more? I would say the Bengals Monday night game, because it was on prime time. It was Jaden's coming out party. The world got excited. It was just a blast to be a part of. It was one of those, that's my quarterback moments where, you know, holy, this is all happening. I can't believe this is happening on primetime on the road. And then to turn around and then go to Arizona without going back to Washington and just put an absolute beat down on the Cardinals. As you said, a full team performance. Jaden, once again, just exceeding all expectations. It's pretty crazy, but it has to be the Bengals game that we'll remember. Like, hey, remember that time on Monday Night Football when this team became this team. That was the moment.
How different do you feel now at 3-1, first place in the NFC East? I mean, I can give you some stats. Teams that are in first place at the quarter point of the season since 2016 go on to make the playoffs almost 80% of the time. They go on to win the division almost 70% of the time. How do you feel about this team, big picture, where they are, where they're going?
So far ahead of where I think we all thought this team would be at the 4-week mark in terms of offensive development. The offensive line is doing everything and more. The defense, I think we've called it bend don't break defense. Didn't really break at all against Arizona.
They didn't even bend much.
Right. Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry. Didn't even bend. Never mind break against Arizona, which was so impressive. And I'm trying to remain level. You know, I think we've said it every week is this season should be, I think we said will be a roller coaster. I'm now changing that will to a should be a roller coaster because, you know, it's still a rebuilding team. There's still not a ton of depth here and there. We can talk all about that forever. But that Arizona game changed the way I think we should all view this team. This is a first-place team. This is a team humming on every single cylinder possible. This is an offense that does not slow down. There is no take that foot off the gas with this offense. This offense just goes. And I think we saw it. When the offense goes, the defense levels up. Maybe they don't have all the talent on paper that the offense has, but they absolutely step up and they feed off this offensive energy. And when that's happening, it's a scary, scary team. They're clearly extremely well coached. The most, like, the best coaching we've seen through a month of football. I couldn't even think of a time where we saw everything coming together like this so quickly, so perfectly. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but on JP, if you recall on June 12th, I predicted that Jaden would have 3,600 yards, 25 touchdowns, 70% completion percentage, 800 more rushing yards on the ground, offensive rookie of the year, and be a playoff team. And all you said was Nate's going to Nate. Yeah, Nate seems like he was pretty accurate on that one.
It's not over yet, Nate. Let's pump your brakes a little bit, damn it. But you know what? I agree with you on this. I said on Sunday, I said if this defense begins to play like we expect them to play, this league could be in trouble.
Big trouble. And
I just don't – like that – the Sunday – we won the game 42-14. We gave up almost 200 yards rushing. That has to stop.
Right. And all the pieces aren't in place. This team has $100 million in salary cap ready to go for this coming up offseason. Once that money gets spent and another draft class comes through and this current team develops and, you know, the weaker parts of the defense and the offense go somewhere else, this is a legitimate team with very good coaching and a young stud quarterback. There's a lot to be excited for.
There really is. Specific to – you said something there about the defense might not have the talent of the offense. I think offensively, clearly you've got Jaden, right? And then you've got Terry and perhaps B-Rob. But, I mean, you look at Jeremy McNichols and Olamide Zaccheaus, the guys that really kind of paced this team in the win over Arizona, and these aren't dudes that they weren't high-profile free agent acquisitions. You know what I mean? Like, offensively, they're spreading it around. 9 dudes caught a pass. McNichols went for almost 70 yards, and he only played because Eckler was hurt. I continue to perhaps be – Jaden's in his own category. Frankly, I don't know that I've ever been as impressed with a rookie quarterback as I have been with Jaden, and that includes Robert. The accuracy is just so uncanny, the poise, the calmness, and how quickly he has learned. I mean, even as something that I think was far less important than people made it to be with the sliding and the volume of runs, Jaden is fantastic, but if I had to pick a second category, I think it might be the O-line. There are so many questions. Those dudes are mauling. They're running the ball so well. I think you got to kind of circle back to the front office and the evaluation and the team they put together.
And that is my number one hat tip, hand up. Maybe I was wrong. I was terrified that this offensive line was not going to be able to protect Jaden. I was horrified that this front office did not do enough to give Jaden, a rookie quarterback, the protection that he would need to go through his reads and make the throw. And Jaden gets the ball out extremely fast, and Cliff is just calling perfect games for him, doing everything he can for Jaden. And they are working so perfectly together. It's synergy. You know, it's like this yin and this yang that you can't even explain how well this is working. But the offensive line are just some dogs up there doing everything and more for this team. And I was terrified that it was not going to look like this. I'm so glad that I was wrong about the offensive line.
Well, hell, everybody taking, let me just do my little victory lap too then. No, I'm just
go ahead.
No, but I said earlier, if they help to chip on the tackles early on and allow them to grow, they'll be a better team. If the quarterback gets the ball in his hand, they'll be a better, the offensive line will look better. I think they look a lot better than what they are because he does not hold on to the ball. I think they play great. I think if he was a guy who holds it like 100%. Sam did, it'll still look the same.
I think Sam held it too long. They didn't run it enough last year. Those two things have also been remedied.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge part of this. And Nate, let us ask you, because I don't know where you land on the analytics versus eye test kind of debate, but a lot of the analytics folks thought Cliff couldn't call plays and that Jaden wasn't going to work in the pros. You don't want to get too – actually, I know you fairly well. You probably want to get directly up in those people's face.
Don't worry. I've been doing it for you already, Nate.
Where do you think this lands now that they have at least started absolutely red hot?
It's a silly conversation. Like, analytics does its job, but Cliff Kingsbury is able to tailor his offensive play calling around Jaden Daniels' talent. And that's what we hoped would happen, is he wouldn't make Jaden change. He would change for Jaden. And together, they have put together just the perfect offensive game plan in every game this season, easing him into the NFL game, not making him, you know, look at yesterday's Miami Dolphins game where they have Snoop as the quarterback, but they didn't simplify the offense as far as I could tell. They kept the same, you know, Mike McDaniel weird offense for a quarterback who clearly was not able to run that offense. And I was like, this is just so dumb of Mike McDaniel. I don't know what happened to his brain that he can't coach properly anymore. And Cliff is doing the complete opposite. He allowed Jaden to get comfortable in the NFL game. Everybody was saying, oh, well, he's not throwing downfield. And I sat here and said, good. I don't want him to make throws or attempt throws that he's not comfortable making quite yet. And I didn't think they would open the playbook this much until halfway through the season, maybe a week 8. But Jaden has acclimated so quickly and so well, and Cliff has done such a great job. And then Jaden just has the intangibles to get rid of the ball, to not take sacks, to not force throws into tight windows, and he's able to scramble and pick up first downs when he needs to. And he's just doing that all on instinct and brains and just really good blocking and just a really good offensive scheme that's allowing him to use his talents to the best of his abilities. And we're seeing it, and it's like watching Picasso paint. And honestly, I'm gushing because you really, JP, as you said, you're just so impressed by everything he's doing, so young, so inexperienced NFL, that it's jaw-dropping. It truly, truly is.
I watched the game last night, and Detroit, to me, are very similar to what Cliff is running right now. They run the ball effectively, and their quarterback gets the ball in his hand. Hell, Goff was 18 of 18 last night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you run it effectively, you know what you get a lot? One-on-one matchups. Because they got to put somebody in the box. And if you can run it effectively, now your quarterback gets a chance. And as JP would always say, when you have the anticipatory type passes,
you can make those throws.
If you can make those on a consistent basis and you got one-on-one, you throw it out front and the guy can keep running, you're going to have success. And Jaden does that terrifically on the move, for that fact.
Yeah,
and Brian Robinson, we have to at least
Brian,
say his
I
name.
I love Brian.
200-yard games already this season, averaging 4.7 a carry. He's just such a tank. He's such a beast. He's having such a great season.
One thing that was really cool throughout training camp, speaking about B-Rob, is just how excited he was.
He was
and
smiling
how much,
like hell, wasn't he?
How much he had to hold back, because he's a nice person and doesn't want to take shots at anybody, but for him to talk about last year and the struggles, he felt very underutilized and there was just so much going wrong, and I think he is so happy with the way this thing has, who the hell, how could you not be, right? Nate Dogg, I think you're uniquely qualified to discuss this. I posted a Twitter poll a little while ago. We might open the phones on this. But Jeff is 30. White Mike is what, 26?
Mike, I ain't that old, I don't think.
Yeah, he could be 24 for all I know. How old are you, Nate Dogg? You're like 35?
I'm 35, turning 36 on October 10th. That's 9 days from today. It's my birthday. Don't forget.
All right. Happy birthday in advance.
Coming out here and take us out to get some drinks.
I will buy beers if you come to town. How about that?
That's because they know you're not coming, Nate.
That's a fair point. But seriously, you have never seen this team have any real success. I got to catch the tail end of it. I saw the Super Bowl Brian won as a kid. But for a lot of people, there's a lot of angst surrounding all the national attention this team is getting. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's like when you have a favorite band and they blow up and you're like, no, you're not allowed to like them now.
Right.
They have a hit song. I liked them before they had that hit song. But then you have, you know, it's still cool, though. Like, it's cool to see them all over the ESPN and everybody tweeting about how awesome Jaden is, because the alternative is what we've dealt with over the last 20-whatever years is the laughingstock, the lawsuits, the stadium dropping poop water on everybody. All that other stuff becoming the news about your team was embarrassing. It became, you know, you wear a Washington hat on vacation and people make fun of you. Oh, that's your team? Oh, that sucks, dude. Like, it was brutal sometimes rooting for this team, a lot of the time rooting for this team, under the old regime. So now that we have the new one and we have the quarterback and we're getting all this positive attention, it's a little weird, sure, but it's great. We should relish in this. And other teams want to be us. Bears fans are in hell right now wondering if they took the wrong quarterback. I love it. I love watching those Bears fans squirm, wondering if they have to start all over again next year with a new quarterback because Caleb can't stop crying after losing games. So, yeah, I'm very much enjoying the ride. It would be sweet if we were America's new team. I wouldn't mind that at all.
All that said, what do you think for Sunday against the Browns?
It cannot be one of those trap games. Cannot be one of those games where everybody expects, you know, us to come out and lay a beat down at home on the Browns and then we go out and lay an egg. That's not what this team should do, and I don't think it's what this team will do. It's very easy to come off this last 2 weeks high and come in underestimating the Browns. This is still the NFL. Any given Sunday, all those cliches are very true. They're cliches for a reason. Any team can beat any team any given day. We just got to stay focused. Jaden has to continue doing exactly what he's doing. And this defense and the special teams unit, if they even get on the field, you know, besides to kick an extra point, just have to keep doing what they're doing. Letdown games stink. They're hard to watch. And good teams don't have, you know, like great teams don't have those sort of weeks. Let's be one of those great teams that doesn't have that sort of weeks. I guarantee that's what Dan Quinn has been telling them all week, or all will right. be telling them all week.
Two little nuggets that you're both going to like.
Go ahead.
The Dotson trade to Philly was a third rounder, right?
Yeah.
That was actually Miami's third rounder that Philly had already. Mm-hmm. Miami right now, that's a top five pick. So you're talking about a top five third round pick, which makes that not only a top, it was already a top 100 pick. You're talking top 70, which is pretty interesting. The other thing, Nate Dogg.
Well, JP, we had to lose Jahan Dotson, and he's tearing it up in Philadelphia, right?
The other thing interesting, the Eagles still installed as heavy favorites as the division winner. The Eagles right now are plus 110. The Commanders and the Cowboys plus 240.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been betting on Philly's demise all year.
See, we keep – you betting on their demise, but we are overly concerned about what other people think they are.
B.
Let them play it out.
I like the Commanders at plus 900 in July.
Let them play it out.
Play the tape. Nate Dogg, we got to bounce.
All right, see you guys after another win on Sunday. I'll be back with you on Tuesday.
Why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Come on down to Northwest Stadium.
Not this Sunday. I will be there this season, though.
All right, see you, buddy. That is our friend, Mr. Eric Nathan, Lil Nate X, at Barstool Nate. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You look at the whole NFC, a lot of questions about who's the best. You can make a real case that Washington in the NFC is among the best. Maybe you believe in Minnesota and Sam Darnold. But at 3-1, they're in the conversation. There are interesting theories. They're talking about this thing nationally. Some people are freaked out. Some people are quite cool with it. Some people don't think it matters. I land in the it doesn't matter what Shannon Sharp thinks. It matters what the 53 men in the room think. Phone lines open. Taking your calls. Next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Spana likes playing the anthem tonight, but it ain't going to happen for me. Everybody that goes to see Vampire Weekend tonight, enjoy yourselves. Landfield, simple question, buddy. There's a ton of national attention on the Commanders. I posted the Twitter poll. How do you react? That's awesome. They deserve it. Doesn't matter. Or it freaks you out. A lot of people have voted. Votes pretty split. How you voting?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I would say that it's awesome. One of the things that totally sucks about being a fan of this team is that for years, anytime you try to watch kind of like national football coverage, they're never talking about your team. If you try to listen to a podcast where we break down all 32 NFL teams, by the time they get to the Commanders, it's like, they suck. Next.
Right.
It's infuriating. So to actually hear him get talked about a little bit is pretty nice.
I remember as a kid, this shouldn't shock people, but I was obsessed with sports. And back then, the only media you got, I read the Post every day. I watched George Michael every night. And every other time, there'd be a mention of the Redskins. I got so excited. And it was largely just Sports Illustrated, which I read cover to cover every week. And now, like, the entire notion of national media is kind of flawed. I mean, just look at the people calling on hold right now. There's a dude in Connecticut. There's a dude in Chicago. Like, every media is kind of national at this point. You can access whatever you want, wherever you want it. Mm-hmm. But the big national platform programs, McAfee, Good Morning Football, you know what I mean? Like, the big stuff. Mm-hmm. Shannon and Stephen A., of course they're talking about the Commanders.
Because what else would they be talking
they've
about?
They've been freaking great.
To be honest with you, national media starts talking about them. We already know what's going on. We're into it every day. Now they are talking about it because we have arrived. They're not gonna sit there and not talk about it because they lose out. You know what I mean? So it's not for our benefit that they're talking. It's for their benefit. But the ultimate thing is, when you're good, you're talked about. When you're not talked about.
I totally agree. I think folks should be excited, man. This is an exciting time. I think at the worst, you just shouldn't care. I don't know about the folks that are nervous. Let's start with Ryan in Connecticut. Ryan, what up, dude?
How we doing, guys?
So, good, man.
I'm excited for the national media. It's like the last time we got national media coverage and it was cool to be a Commander Washington fan was when RG3 was the quarterback. Because even when we had Kirk Cousins and things were kind of good at that moment, we always had to talk about the contract, the franchise tag, the controversy with Kirk. And this is the first time we're getting just so much love. It's incredible. And JP, I was like you when it was like came down to the media in Connecticut. I got all my Redskins stuff, or Commander stuff, or Washington stuff from the Washington Post. The only thing I'm waiting to see, like the crowning achievement besides making the playoffs, is there's a famous clip on Twitter that shows during the RG3 days what the stadium looked like when it was packed, crowded, and everyone was going nuts. We're winning. Everyone's talking about us. I don't know if it'll happen this Sunday, but I do believe that we're a win or two away from the stadium being packed to the gills with Washington fans, where it's not like, oh my gosh, 40% of his fans are Dallas or
Dude,
Philly or Cleveland.
I think it's a great call, Ryan, and thanks, pal. I think that'll be packed this weekend, and I think it'll be packed this weekend. The Browns have a huge fan base, and I think people kind of sleep on how much Cleveland loves the Brownies, mm-hmm. right? But I think this weekend could be that game where it is packed with folks loving the team.
It's very possible. I'll be honest with you. When I would walk out of a locker room and I look into the stands, if I saw the majority as our fans, all I cared about, because I figured that football fans love football. And if they can get into a game, they're going to get into a game. Once the game started, I didn't care about the stand because I felt that our play would dictate who's going to be cheering and who's not going to be cheering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just think that we are still trying to get back to being regular football, where we talk about our play, and not all the outside stuff. We're still talking about other teams. We used to talk about stuff that had nothing to do with football.
A lot.
Other team fans and all that. Our team is good enough to where we should be able to have that discussion about what's going on right now and not worry about all the other crap.
So, if you look at the Twitter poll I posted of the national attention, we've got over 1,300 votes. 44% of people say that's awesome that they're on McAfee, right? Mm-hmm. About 20% say it doesn't matter. Whether mm-hmm. they do or don't talk about him doesn't matter. I mean, I can't imagine those players are paying a ton of attention. They do pay a little bit of attention.
Oh, they pay attention.
36% vote the Jeff Walker way that it freaks them out.
I'm glad the majority is on the other two.
If you just consider the between they're not worried about it and think it's cool, you're talking about 65%. So
I would ask this question to Jeff. When you think the team is good, do you not want the national media to talk to them? Like when they're not talking about it, do you get upset?
Hold on.
I'm asking the question.
No, like I'm not freaked out. Like I think this word freaked out is being used wrong. Like, I'm not freaked out like, oh, my gosh, they talking about us. We're going to do wrong. I'm freaked out. Like, dude, every time we turn on the TV, we're seeing the Commanders.
So it's
like,
a positive freak out.
Yeah, this is a positive freak out. Like,
okay. So, Chris Bryant, Hog Farmer Chris, replied to me on Twitter. It freaks me out. And I don't know.
I'll ask Chris then. When they're not talking about the team, are you pissed off? If you're pissed off when they're not talking about your team, enjoy when they're talking about your team.
I like
it should tell you that your team is damn good.
I like this from Freem on Twitter. He said, I was a Tim Duncan fan while he was at Wake Forest and followed him to the Spurs. I knew he'd succeed in the NBA, but right off the bat, his incredible play removed the ceiling from his team's possibilities. And it felt great to see it validated by media. This feels like that.
So, in other words,
I kind of like that.
Local media means nothing. That's the question I'm asking.
I think it's more of a thing.
I hope not. He paid attention.
Like the whole thing.
Put
about
your TV
it is,
on NBC4.
The whole thing about it is this, though. When you have more information, and normally local team have more information than the national.
100%.
When the national media rolls in, once thing is going good, and that's when you say, oh, it validates?
See, you got to look at it like this, B. And it's different coming from a fan perspective. For so many years, we couldn't even talk trash to people. Like, we'd be like, oh, they'd be like, oh, you a Redskins fan? And then it'll just be downhill from there, you know?
I understand
and
that.
And then it's like, when you see the top 10 plays or when you hearing, when you're just watching constantly other teams, you have pride for your team. So even if it was just Alpha Morris breaking a run and doing a baseball celebration, we were excited for that. For so many years, we have not seen that. And when we have seen it, it wasn't a thing that we've seen where it's like, yo, we're doing this and it could only get better. It could get better from here. You know, it's not like, oh, we got our one. We played hard this game, or that was a tough one we pulled out. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it this weekend. Now it's like, yo, there's no such thing as Ashburn Syndrome anymore.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Ashburn Syndrome can
mean
many things.
People are losing their mind because they're getting love for their team is what I'm saying. You can't explain that to me to make me ever think that's cool.
See, why are we getting love, though?
No, you're excited about it. I'm talking about the people that, oh, don't talk about them. They're going to start messing up.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Football players don't think like that. That's not true football fan mindset. You PTSD. Always think your team going
to
be good.
This reply from David Bovey. The fan base is used to failure and won't trust success until it's sustained. That's what 3 decades of a team being a punchline does to a fan base.
Okay. That's understandable. But you know what? They're talking about your team and your team is good. You ain't going to keep it hidden under a rock.
If you want a good team, and frankly, you can't hide this team under a rock, I would call John Leahy and the Fine Living team. Nobody knows real estate in this area better than our guy John.
Just like Erica. Erica had always wanted to move on up to a bigger home, but she had a condo in North Bethesda, which she had to sell first. Connecting with John Leahy and the Fine Living Group immediately put her on her right path. The end result was multiple offers and a sale in only 5 short days for 17% over the asking price. If you think there are no guarantees in life, then you need to check out our friend John Leahy's Guaranteed Sale Program. Get that ball rolling at johnsalesdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. It only takes a few seconds to request an instant cash offer on your home at johnsalesdmv.com. John offers flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Listen, B. Mitch kind of lays out the personal stories that people working with John have success. We know some of our listeners that have found homes through John. He was able to find them exactly what's in their price range, exactly what they're looking for, the specific neighborhood, specific distance to the metro, all of those kind of things. Whatever your specifics are, reach out to John because that's what he does is he finds the specifics. Yep. And if you're looking to sell your house, think about calling John. If you're unsure if it's the right time, he can let you know what your house is worth. And he can let you know if you throw a little money into that thing, it might pay you back 2 or 3X. Those are the kind of reasons I would call John. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. I take it tonight, but I hope the folks that do enjoy. I saw them at 930 Club in 2007. That was a show. We're going to the phones right away. Jonesy's there. Jonesy. How you feeling about these Commanders? Seems like the whole world loves them.
Hey, look here, man. I'm feeling real good about them Commanders. What's up, JP? What's up, B-Mitch?
What up, brother?
Hey, listen up. I'm going to say this about Chris Canty. He was calling this thing way off back here in the springtime when we drafted Jaden Daniels. He said, man, this team is now going to take off. He said, watch what I tell you. And he's pretty much been downgrading the other teams in our division, which I ain't doing all of that yet because we seen how the things do turn around. But right now, we're on a mission. And B-Mitch, you called it. You said that defense is going to slowly, surely come around. Like I said, we didn't have no real preseason, and the preseason is not the way it used to be when you played. Because believe it or not, y'all came on the field rolling. Whereas though now the defense is outside of preseason coming on real slow these days. It takes me into the regular season to get their legs up underneath them. But we're coming along. I ain't mad. And my thing is, you know, I got the faith, man. And believe it or not, thanks for me being able to put that hat on my head, being able to walk around in mean mug for the last 3 weeks now.
Thanks, so buddy.
Hopefully I get through again. I'm out.
I think a lot of people are wearing Commander's gear with pride right now.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jalen in Richmond. Jay, what do you think about everybody talking about the Skins?
What's going on, JP, B. Mitch?
What's happening, brother?
I'm excited. I'm not freaked out by the national media attention. It comes with the territory when you're winning. I feel like that, you know, it's definitely a great thing, but I trust that the guys in that locker room understand that they haven't, you know, won anything significant yet. We still have a lot to prove. I hope, you know, that we stay hungry. We continue to play the way that we're playing. And that's all I have to say, fellas. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Hail to the Burgundy and Gold.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Good call right there. Only Jeff's freaked out, apparently. Nate is in D.C. Nate, what up?
Hey, what up, y'all?
What up, bro?
No, I can't complain at all. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things real quick. I'm just hit and get out of there. Basically, everybody that's talking about, you know, don't get your hopes up too high. To heck with all of that, man. I'm not about to curb my enthusiasm. This has been a long time waiting. I do want to shout out Mitch Rails and Josh Hurd. Well, first of all, setting us free from the curse that we was under for so long. And then they brought in a badass guy named Adam Peters, and he assembled this beautiful team together for us. And we haven't been feared like this on the field since we had Sean Taylor. And prior to that, since a guy named Brian Mitchell used to play with Art Monk and Ricky Sanders and Joe Man, we did that back then. Like, we getting back to the days of glory. So thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Right, thanks, bro. Nate. Appreciate you. I like
that's the way you feel.
I like the way he said Ricky Sanders. He said it like it was like Rick E. Sanders, like Chuck E. Cheese. our boy Sean is in Falls Church. Sean, talk to me, dude.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I think it's heavy as the head that wears the crown. I mean, we all talk about the Patriots in their day, and we talk about the Chiefs now, but, like, they take the questions, and then they focus on them. They focus on the 53. I think Jaden is the right guy for that. I mean, he's had all the national media attention when he was at LSU, and so this is cute for him. He's like, all right, what do you got? What's next? I don't think that he's ever, you know, bothered by this, and I think that's huge, huge for the team.
There you have it.
Yeah.
You played at LSU at that level. That kid doesn't blink, man. He didn't blink after the pick. He didn't blink after beating Burrow.
See, that's the thing.
You can't have a letdown when you don't get too high.
I understand. I think more like Jaden thinks than most people that's calling in here think. Because I understand you watch him and you see he's not concerned about anything. Now, when Robert was here, I was concerned about the national media talking about him. You know why? Because I know he immediately was reacting to all of it. But you got players now that don't react to it. They know that they got to depend on each other in the locker room. And that's all that matters. So if we have reached the pinnacle now where you want to talk about it, it's cool. I'm not going to get worried about it. Let's go. Because that's what we wanted anyway. We ultimately wanted them to be good enough to start getting national recognition. Then they get it, and now I'm a freak out? No.
I went to the University of Maryland. I mentioned that a few times. When I was there, they were awesome at basketball. Shout out to Gary Williams, Juan Dixon, Lonnie Baxter. Love you guys. Lots of others, too. They were playing Duke on ESPN, playing Carolina. Wake was good then. Mm-hmm. They'd have non-conference matchups with Arizona and stuff, playing at Madison Square Garden. They were awesome, so everybody knew about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were a college basketball fan, if you were a Kansas fan, a Syracuse fan, a UCLA fan, you knew about Maryland then because they were awesome. How many people know nothing now? What do you think I would prefer?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
I take it. Los, last one. How you feeling about the Commanders getting all this love?
Hey, look, man, I'm feeling great. I love it. But I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm not as excited as I was back in 2005 when and I'm 32 years old. I'm excited now, but I think I was more excited as a kid during that 2005 season when we went 5 in a row with Mark Brunell, Todd Collins, Santana Moss, you know, hell, Casey Ryback was our center, you know, or like, you know, Marcus Washington, you know, Liddell Betts.
Hold on. Los, I love you. You're a friend of the program. You were more excited about that team than this team?
Hey, look, maybe that's just the kid in me.
It won 5 games in a row.
We won 5 games in a row. I was a nostalgic person. That was when Sean Taylor, I think, dove into the end zone versus the Eagles and all. That was when we beat the Cowboys 35-7. Todd Collins came in and won the
Thursday
game
night against the Bears.
Yes. So, yeah, like, don't get me wrong. I'm excited. I don't own anything Commanders, but I will own a Jaden Daniels Commanders jersey. Best believe that. But trust me, I'm excited.
Thank you, buddy.
Hi, bro.
Here's my difference with that team and really a lot of these teams. Jaden seems like something entirely different. And that's what I thought during the draft process. That's why I thought the pick should be Jaden the whole time.
He is something entirely different, Jake. But you know what?
You just
those guys at that point, they cared about winning. They don't care how it is or when it's going to be. They were winning at that moment.
I think Jaden cares too. Mike Silver joins the program next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.